Mark, looking forward to the TV Trophy final. You kind of warned everybody a little bit last week, I should say, that Garfinny Blaise might be a little bit undercooked going into his heat, and I think it's clear that was the case because he'll probably get a little bit further than he did before he folds up as a fully fit dog, wouldn't he?
Well, that's something you don't know until you try. Strong running, lots of galloping six bends, and that's one, both in Ireland and over here now, during the big competition at Central Park, which is a nice gallop and everything. But once going over that marathon trip, yes, I believe we was a race or two short and everything. I mean, and I think he will stay better. Is he as strong as Ballymac Taylor? Then definitely not. She's an out-and-out marathon runner, whereas Garfinny Blaise may well be the sort of kind of dog that you could easily drop back to competitions like the Regency, the St. Ledger, all those big galloping type tracks over sort of around 700 to 740 sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
I do think we've got a little bit more to come from him, and I'm loving the draw as well in Trap 3. I think he's... I'd be really surprised if he's not in front by at least the second or third bend. His problem, he's got some royal strong, definitely ones that stay a full 900. You know, if this was over the sort of Hove, Mum or Toaster 900 type trips, then he'd certainly have question marks of whether he could stay that. But he is only 840, and he should strip fit. He definitely needed the run last week, and he's a tad heavy, so we've got a bit to work on this week. But the fact that he's going to lead, but it's whether one of the other five, including Ballymac Taylor, is going to get to him before that line. No disrespect to Savannah. Jazz, that catches pigeons, and got a nice run at him on Saturday. Certainly if Garfinny Blaise leads, we'd be looking for a couple of goalkeepers there to perhaps get him home. I wouldn't rule him out, and he's suddenly become a spot of value at the prices and everything. But I think they've all got it to do to beat Ballymac Taylor. She's just thrived over this trip. We've been waiting for this for Ballymac Taylor since August, September last year. And she's not disappointed. She's unbeaten over the marathon trip. She's broke the track record twice. She was impressive on Saturday. And she also looks like she's going to get good pitch. She should clear track one. I'm the dancer, she did on Saturday, so there's no reason why she shouldn't clear that. She could easily turn second or third herself, and I think Garfinny Blaise would have to run a huge race to hold her off, and that's no disrespect to the other four runners. They're all at absolute class anyway, So it's a terrific final. We'll certainly be a short price to win it, as paired together, but it doesn't always work like that. We had a similar issue with the Golden Jacket 2 or 3 weeks ago. We had the near enough the first two in the betting, although it's quite open betting, more open than this TV Trophy, and it just didn't happen for our two. It just went wrong. They didn't get to the first bend where they should have done one, block the other, and that's the way these finals can go sometimes. You take it on the chin and you move on to the next one, as long as they come off sound and everything. So really looking forward to this. This is a high class final. I'm expecting Garfinny Blaise to lead. I'm expecting him to find at least 20 or 30 spots on what he did last week. Will it be enough to hold off some of these strong runners? If any of them hopefully is going to catch him, then we got to hope it's Ballymac Taylor. And, we've won four TV trophies, and we've had one of the best marathon bitches of the last few decades in I Am the Royal, who won two of these TV trophies. She was phenomenal. It's just lovely to have these type of dogs, and they're only 2.5, both of them, and we've got so much to look forward to, and it's great the fact that this competition has had no problem filling, because you'd like to think that down the line there'll be plenty of marathon opportunities for both of ours, perhaps this division of could have a great year.
Yes, definitely. So, I mean, when we spoke last week, you said you even expected Barry McTaylor to come on. I mean, if Blaise finds kind of four lengths, he's right on a case. But then if she finds another couple, we're back to square one. The other thing was there was a query relating to I Am the Dancer and the winning distance. There's a feeling that possibly there was a kind of transposed result in that she was I Am the Dancer was beaten more than a length, and there was a I think Mike Davis thought that they'd got the second and third kind of distances the wrong way around. I'm due to speak to Oxford just to clarify that, but it certainly looked more than a length, didn't it?
Well, I'm very surprised that hasn't been sorted out already. You know, it's clearly near to 2.5 to 3 lengths than a length. I'm not quite sure how that mistake hasn't been rectified altogether. I mean, despite that, I Am the Dancer actually run a huge race behind Bally McTaylor, and that's, you know, knowing the connections, well, obviously, with former owners of ours, the Iams of people are lovely, and they've always expected their pitch to be a real good one, and no doubt if we hadn't made the changes that we've made, it would be in our kennel as well. But John's a great trainer, and he's found a little key to her. She's dangerous. She's got she's always sort of struck me as a potential TV trophy winner, as has Bobby Inferno and Savannah Jazz, and fair play to all right Patricia. She's you know, running out of her skin and has been for ages. Like, yeah, so it's just a great final, you know. It's a privilege to be in it, and hopefully we'll have a decent chance of winning. But again, as long as all come off sound, you know, we've got loads to look forward to. But I think Bally McTaylor is still definitely the one they've all got to beat.
Yeah, and outside the kennel, Savannah Jazz. I mean, Diane Henry's record in TV trophies is phenomenal. Is it three she's won already? I think it's three, might even be four.
Yes, yes. And a couple of times we've been second to her as well. And I think, you know, she's a great trainer, these marathons, and has a great record. And she's got a definite live hope there. I mean, you know, I wouldn't not knocking the dog and everything, but it's got a little bit of a mind of its own sometimes, like, but he's fast, and you see what he did to Garfinny Blaise last week coming home, like, yeah. Certainly if we're leading with a lap to go, then you know, that would be one that we'll be looking back to see where it is, you know, because it's dangerous, and it's a great bitch, and I know Kevin thinks the world of it, and Diane's a great trainer, as all of the trainers are in the final. It's a real race to savour and everything, you know, and it's great to be involved, and it's one of the highlights of the year for me, the TV trophy, and hopefully there's a big crowd there, and you know, Kevin has a great night at Oxford, and we've got a couple of other runners to that should be interesting, and you know, it should be a great occasion.